This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass developed along National Highway in Dibrugarh, district of Assam. The Prime Minister also witnessed an aerial display of fighter jets, transport aircraft and helicopters including the Indian Air Force Sukhoi Su-30 MKI, Rafale, AN-32, Tejas and advanced light helicopters. The emergency landing facility is the first of its kind in Northeast India, designed and constructed in coordination with the Indian Air Force. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also inaugurated the Kumar Bhaskar Verma Setu across River Brahmaputra, connecting Guwahati and North Guwahati, along with several other development projects worth 5,450 crore rupees. Further, PM Modi virtually inaugurated the temporary campus of IIM Guwahati and the National Data Center for Northeastern Region at Amigaon in Kamrup District. In addition, he also flagged off 225 electric buses under the PM E-Bus Seva scheme for four cities of India. 100 buses for Guwahati, 50 each for Nagpur and Bhavnagar, and 25 buses for Chandigarh. Sapaung Yawang Manaupoi Annual Festival of Simpho Community of Arunachal Pradesh is being celebrated today. Sapaung Yawang is the forefather of Simphos. The word Poi means festival, Manau means dance, and thus Sapaung Yawang Manau Poi stands for dance festival in honor of Sapaung Yawang. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, extended his warm greetings to the people of the state. The Governor said that modern celebration, it is a living expression of Simpho, faith, cultural pride, social bonding and respect for nature, bringing the community together across generations while preserving its rich identity and ancestral traditions. The second day of the 22nd National Mountain Bike Cycling Championship in Roing of Arunachal Pradesh witnessed intense competition in various cross-country time trial categories across senior, junior and sub-junior divisions. In the sub-junior girls cross-country time trial category, Hashini K. from Tamil Nadu clinched the gold medal. In the women elite cross-country time trial event, Star Narjari from Karnataka secured the gold medal. The women junior cross-country individual category saw Shoh Barnika S. from Tamil Nadu emerge as the gold medal winner. Parnesh S. from Tamil Nadu bagged the gold medal in the sub-junior boys cross-country time trial category. In the men junior cross-country time trial category, Sonavane Yogesh from Maharashtra claimed the gold medal. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the last cabinet meeting at South Block was held yesterday. Mr. Vaishnaw announced that future cabinet meetings will now take place at the Seva Tirth. Mr. Vaishnaw said North and South Block will now become a part of Yuga Yugin Bharat Museum. The cabinet committee also approved the launch of the Urban Challenge Fund with a total central assistance of 1 lakh crore rupees. The central assistance will cover 25% of the project cost, subject to raising minimum 50% of the project cost from the market. This will lead to a total investment of 4 lakh crore rupees in the urban sector in next 5 years. Union Cabinet has approved the establishment of the Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with total corpus of 10,000 crore rupees. In a major legal action against banned extremist outfit People's Liberation Front of India in Jharkhand, a special NIA court has sentenced 6 active members of an organization to 10 years of rigorous imprisonment in a case related to terrorism, illegal arms possession and extortion. The case pertains to a December 2018 raid in the Balamat area of Latihar district, where arms and ammunition were recovered, for which the NIA took over the investigation in June 2019 and filed a charge sheet in February 2020. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed the deployment of the world's largest aircraft carrier, USS Gerald R. Ford, from the Caribbean Sea to the West Asia to reinforce U.S. warships and military assets in the region. Meanwhile, Gulf Arab nations have warned that any attack could escalate into another regional conflict in West Asia, which is reeling from the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza Strip. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.